Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And before I begin, I've got some good news, everybody. Nina's back. Yay! Just to let you know. Okay, welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. Plus, time to time, special guest psychics will be joining us. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, of course, the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate past readings. We definitely appreciate that. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light, from our hearts. If your phone is blocked with a 111, you may get disconnected. So please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, well, we do. And before I bring Miss Nina on, I want to tell everybody thank you to Sheha for helping out in the chat room while Nina was on vacation, and also Heather. Much appreciated. Thank you, ladies, both. Now, without further ado, Miss Nina.
Hello, everyone. I really enjoyed my 2 weeks off. The first weekend I was gone to convention, 6-hour drive from here. With all women, no housework, no cooking, no husbands, no kids. Days. It was wonderful. And last weekend, of course, was the Canadian Thanksgiving. And I always spend that with my family up in the mountains. So, yeah, that was very enjoyable. The weather was a little bit crisp, but it's October in Canada. What do I expect? So we had a lovely time, but now I'm raring to get back into the swing of things, so bring on your questions.
All right. Well, you got any birthdays today, Miss Nina?
I only have one birthday, and that was yesterday, and that was my sister-in-law, Karen. Happy birthday, Karen. I hope you had a great day.
Amen. Okay, well, I have a few birthdays. Happy birthday to my cousin, Marie Haynes. Happy birthday to Danielle England. Happy birthday to Monica Wellington in Tennessee. Happy birthday to Mr. William Hobson. And happy birthday to my nephew, Mark Torres. I hope you all have wonderful, wonderful, blessed birthdays. Also, I'd like to say for an intimate reading or a one-on-one contact with me and Miss Nina, you can reach us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. We do readings Monday through Friday from 11 in the morning till 7 at night Pacific time. If it needs to be later, please let us know that, and we'll adjust our schedules accordingly. Okay, and know that we care, and we do pray for all of you. And Nina sends Reiki healing as well. So I know we had a question last week about a person asked about their animal. Nina's here now, so if you call back in, she can answer that for you. And also a couple of people about Reiki. Nina's here. You can ask her that, too. I'm not trying to throw everything on Nina, but she is she's the master in that, so you give it to the person that you know can do it the best, and that's Nina. So anyway, and that's it. Now, anything else, Miss Nina, other than welcome back?
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. I think I'm ready to go.
Okay. Well, we'll start our first caller to the show. Is area code 551. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings. Who's this?
Hi, this is T. I missed you guys over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, Tia, thanks for... Tia, is that right?
It's just T.
T, okay. Well, T, welcome back to the show. How are you doing today, young lady?
I am in a... It's a good place. It's different, but good. I'm feeling all right.
Okay. Well, what question can we answer for you today?
Okay. It's pertaining to career and, just career. And just to give you a brief overview, just to validate past readings, you told me I would get a job a couple months back. I got it, but I was let go from it. And I am now searching for new employment, but not just anything, but something that I would like until I go back to school.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you like to do? And we'll concentrate on that. I understand. My daughter works and goes to school, too. So what do you like to do?
I really, really enjoy talking to people, but I love traveling. This is what I've been doing. During my free time, I've been out of work for, it's going on, maybe 2 months next week.
Have you applied, T, at any other travel agencies in your area and put an application?
Yeah, I have tried travel agencies. I was thinking more airline now.
You know, you got to go to school for that. You got to go to school.
So
they don't just hire you. You're going to go to school, yeah.
I mean, like,
unless you're cleaning the planes,
for...
and then you don't. But if you're talking about being on the planes and traveling, you have to go to school to be a stewardess.
Oh, okay. I already got, like, I have my master's and something else. It was like just a cluster of things that pertain to this. I was trying to figure out where I was supposed to be living because that was affected by this ordeal. And I got a couple of interviews. I've been getting a lot of interviews, different places like Atlanta and in New Jersey, but just wanted to know when and what do you see me doing, if you see anything coming up.
Well, you're working and going to school. What are you going to school for? Have you tried for anything in your field of education?
No, I didn't start school yet. I'm just getting in the process of starting the application process, and that's for medical school. But until then, that's not until next year. Right now,
so you're looking for full time employment at the present time, then, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, have you checked with any of your temporary agencies in the area?
Yes,
well, you're looking for permanent, yeah. I know you're still going to be lurking, but that's just something that gives you some money coming in for the time being. Have you applied in any other temporaries?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, then you're on a good path. If you applied there, because the temporary agencies, they'll call you out. Now, granted, it may not be that long. It might be like a 4-week or 6-week job. But even still, there's some money coming in, and during the meantime, you know, you can still put your applications out for the field that you like. Sounds like traveling. You're going to need schooling. So, but if you apply at the travel agencies just as a person at the front desk, you know, it's your foot in the door. You know, you just work in the front desk, inviting people in and sit with different agents to do their travel agency, or receptionist, I guess I should say. But it's a foot in the door, and it gives you some background on if that's sure the field you want to go into. You can experience that. How does
that
sound
to
you?
I just like to travel. So you have
to work to be able to travel. So, yeah, let's find you a job first, and then you can worry about travel with the money. You're not going to stop traveling until you go to school for it. So if you don't want to do that, then you need to focus on getting a job now. How about working? What's coming at me, and they're shouting at me, is daycares.
Daycare?
Yeah.
Doing exactly. That's what I was doing. I'm a social worker, and I have my master's in it. And I was trying to get back in with the old agency. I was with the state agency. Do you see that? Out for me.
What they are telling me is daycares and pediatrics at the hospital. That's what they're telling me.
Pediatric positions. Okay. Do you see that in New Jersey or Philadelphia?
I see that where.
No.
Wherever you want to go is where you're going to get a job.
Okay, because I went to Atlanta and that didn't work out. That didn't work out well. So I was like, I wasn't sure because I was trying to figure out the right location, like if I was to stay in New Jersey or go to Philadelphia.
I'm not either, but I want to tell you, if you're thinking about moving and then start your career, then you need to check out some of the cities. That's what I would tell you. You know, if you're where you're at right now and you want to start, that's fine. But if you're talking about relocating, then you need to check those cities out to see if they have the schools there that you're looking for, how far is the school from where you're living.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
Okay.
That's why I was looking at Philly. It's right next to New Jersey. I'm like in between New York City and Philly. So I was just trying to, because I went back to Atlanta and it didn't feel right. So I guess I'll keep applying to like the pediatric social worker positions. I just recently applied for one of them. I don't know exactly what I would be doing in the daycare and social work.
Getting people.
I don't know if they have social work positions in the daycare, maybe a coordinator or something like that.
Well, I think it depends on the company that you're working for, whether it's a small in-house home or if it's a business daycare, because they also have businesses now that are big daycare where they have full staff, so that would be up to you. But anyway, well, T, I got to move on, but let us know. But I would listen to Nina because it looks like your field is going to be working with children. Looks like that's the path you're supposed to take. So just think about that really good, okay, as you're looking through the social worker process. But think about that. That might be your calling.
Okay.
You may not see it right now, but it could be.
Okay.
All right. Let us know, T, and have a wonderful week. And thank you for calling. Okay, next call. Area code 9. Oh, come on. There we go. 910, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Les. Hi, Nina. My name is John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. What can we answer for you today, young man?
I'm calling about, well, career, basically. Feeling pretty lost in the world. Nothing that I love has ever brought me money. I'm a musician. Nothing's working there. So I was just wondering what you think.
Okay. What other career? Well, that was your main career. What was your second option?
That's actually never been my career. I went back to school for it in 2014. I've been promoting myself very hard for the past 3 years, but nothing's ever come from it. And I used to be a cook.
Used to be a what? I'm sorry?
A cook as well.
Oh, a chef. Okay. That's always good. Who doesn't like to eat? That can you can never go wrong that way. So you're thinking about, you really wanted to be successful at your music career, but you said it wasn't going anywhere. So you
right.
want to see where should you, what should you be doing or direction you should be going now?
Yeah, feeling pretty lost in life here.
Don, what's wrong okay. with your throat right now?
What's wrong with my throat?
Yeah.
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, I'm picking up something. You may be coming down with something. Take some extra vitamin C tonight. Because I'm
okay.
picking up. Something is coming your way as well as far as the sickness goes. Get rid of that. Career-wise, I'm not picking up anything. Lennis, are you?
No, I'm not, and I'm asking in the music field for them to show me something in the music field for him to be successful, but they're not showing me anything. John, I know it's there. Take a... Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
All I'm seeing is a keyboard. That's all they're showing me is a keyboard and nothing else.
John, do you what instrument do you play? Guitar?
No, I can play anything you put in my hands.
Okay.
I'm a drummer. Drummer at heart.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow, I just saw Jazz. J-A-Z-Z just came in front of my eyes.
Well, I know who I was in my last life. That'll blow you away. I was Charlie Parker.
Oh, okay. So what you're trying
yeah.
to do this time, well, you completed that. You completed your
yeah.
music career. You were very famous, so you're
never
back to repeat your
though.
Career again?
Never
huh?
successful at it. May have been famous, but never successful. In fact, Charlie
okay.
Parker, this is what's driving me nuts, is Charlie Parker's still making money today, still selling albums today. I've never seen a dime of it, but I know it's helping my family.
Yeah.
Okay, success to me is measured in different ways. Maybe
well, I'm 45 years old now, and I've never come into alignment with money in my life yet. So it's getting pretty frustrating.
What about your family life?
That's non-existent.
God, I was just getting ready to say that, and he said it in two words.
Yeah. And yeah. I haven't spoken to my family in over 20 years.
Can I ask you something? John, have you tried applying at any of the television shows as a drummer? I don't know why I'm seeing that right now. I'm seeing, like, Jimmy Kimmel and those guys, but it's the show band. No,
right,
the show
right.
band, like, if they need a drummer, yeah. But I'm seeing right. that, so there's got to be something there. They're showing me, so there's something there. I'm going to say this. Apply at the different, because, God, there's so many night shows. Jeez, I think it's seven of them. Send your application in and ask for an audition. Because it's a possibility, and it's networking. I see you like going from the show band into other things, you know, because of your playing. But do that for me. I mean, I know you don't know me, but for me, send an application to every show on the alphabet stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, even the late night, because I know there's like late show or whatever. But you're just applying as a drummer because I think you'll get the job. I believe they would hire you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do try that. Put that out. But, yeah, I see one of the shows hiring you. It's like their drummer, it's like he's going on tour or something is pulling him away from the show, so they need somebody in the interim. But in the interim could be a permanency for you. Who knows, right?
Right.
Yep. So try that. Nina, did you have anything?
No, that's all I saw. Sorry, John.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be praying for you, John, but I do feel like the television show bands, drummer, you'll get on. You call me back and let me know after you put it in. I think around the 1st of November you're going to get an answer on this. So you got 2 weeks to apply for all these different shows on the alphabet stations. But you should hear something. They're telling me right now by November 1st. So that's not long. We're in the middle of the month already.
Right.
Yeah. So let me know. Call me back around the 1st of November. I'd like to know what transpired and what feedback did you get from them.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right, John. Well, thank you for calling, and it does get better, believe me. Okay? Okay. I guess he already hung up. Okay, next caller, area code 541. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. How are you?
Fine, and you? And who's this?
I'm Holly.
Okay, could you speak up in the phone? I can barely hear you with your soft voice.
My name is Holly.
Polly? Or Holly?
Holly with an H. Holly.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I hear you. Well, good afternoon, Miss Holly, and how are you?
I've been better.
Okay. Well, what can we answer for you, young lady?
So my boyfriend and I of 4 years recently broke up, and it just came out of the blue, and I'm wanting to know if we can reconcile, if we're going to reconcile, and where the heck this is coming from, because he's being so cold and so nasty, and it literally came out of the blue.
Okay, what's his first name? That's all we need.
His first name is Mark.
Okay, that's enough.
We were going to get married and have a baby.
Wow, I just got a headache going, searing, going toward the back of my head on the left-hand side. Mark realized one day that you were not what he was looking for, and I don't understand that. That was an abrupt change, very abrupt. Okay, he feels like that you don't understand him sometimes, but he's got some issues too. I see a mother, a aunt, and a sister. He's got some issues that he's dealing with. Could you not do that in the background? It's deterring my thinking.
Thank you.
What did you say, that you and Mark were going to have a baby? I hope you're not pregnant.
We were talking about marriage and having a baby. And like I said,
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a shock, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Mark's got a kid, and he just found out. He didn't know it.
With who?
some lady, it was like a one-night stand. Somehow she got in touch with him, I think, for child support. But, yeah, it's not somebody he had a relationship with. It's more, yeah, it is. They're telling me now it was just a one-night stand. But, oops, there it is. She got pregnant. That's what happens when you don't use protection. And he just found out. He's pretty pissed about it, too. I don't know why he's so angry. It takes two. He didn't put anything on it, and she wasn't preparing herself either. Yeah, he's pretty upset. What to do? I'm coming back to you now because I want to know, why did he break it off with you? That didn't have anything to do with you, that particular problem. He's lost. He's confused. He's angry. He's bitter. I think more or less, to be honest with you, Holly, he's mad with himself, not so much with you. I think he's mad with himself because he didn't want, I'll tell you right now, he didn't want kids right away. He really didn't. So this to pop up in his life right now is not making him happy at all. He's angry. Is he going to have a relationship with this child? I don't know. I think he's mad because they're coming after him for child support. And he didn't know about this kid. So, Nina, what are you picking up?
One of your initial questions was, will you guys get back together? The answer is no. It would not be good for you. So as hard as it is, I think you should move on.
Yes, definitely. Because he's got to deal with some things about himself and his life-changing circumstances right now. So, yeah, it's better for you to have a peace of mind and to feel good about yourself, move on. Because the right one will come. Yeah. In a way, I'm glad you're not getting married, because he's got issues besides his child within himself to deal with.
Does he hate me?
No.
No, he doesn't hate you. Don't say that. Don't ever say that. He does not hate you. I told you, he's not really mad at you. He's mad at himself and his situation. So, yeah, he's taking it out on everybody. That's his immaturity, but no. But in a way, it's good. Thank you. Now I know how you are. Let me move on and find somebody that I know got their stuff together, you know, for you. For you, Holly. Holly, anything else?
Are we going to be able to at least become friends again?
No.
Like, I don't understand.
Holly,
what
walk away.
No,
walk away. If you stay and try and reconnect with him, you're going to regret it. I'm going to just tell you. I shoot from the hip. You're going to regret it, and you're going to wish you had to listen to me and Miss Nina. But, you know, you do what you want. You're a free spirit, free will. It's your prerogative. You do what you want. But we let you know the truth. So you go from there. How's that?
Okay.
I know you're hurting right now. I can hear the tears in your voice. But I would rather you walk away and have a peace of mind and the right guy come along is going to make you happy. You want to get married and have children than to be with him and live a miserable life. Understand?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I love you. Have a good week.
Thank you.
All right. And love yourself as well. Not that me and Miss Nina love you, but I want you to love yourself too. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a good week, darling. All right. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there, and I think She-Haw's in there, and I don't know if Heather is in there today, but plenty of help. Miss Nina's back too, so plenty of help. Okay, well, with that, let's move on to the next call. And our next caller is area code 901. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
I'm sorry, Lynn. This is Anna. My Wi-Fi is so messed up, so I called in to listen. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So sorry. And you're welcome.
Oh,
sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the chat room in and out, so I'm listening, guys.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Okay, area code 216. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? 216, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi, Lennis. How are you?
Finding you. Who's this?
Sorry, this is Patricia in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, hi, Patricia. How are you doing today, young lady?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I just heard another call, and I thought you were on there with him. Anyway, I need to get some answers. Been going to this little community college here, taking this recording engineering course about 4 years. Long story short, been dealing with abuse, verbal abuse, harassment, sexual harassment, bullying by...
oh, my God, is Weinstein near you? I'm just kidding, teasing. Go ahead. I knew you understood that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, and I had enough. I put in a report, a written complaint 2 years ago.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, another teacher joined in, you know, the retaliation. And like I said, now the administration knows. And, of course, they did nothing, which is not surprising. I wasn't that surprised. I am taking a course that's in, you know, coursework curriculum, but it's, you know, electronics and electricity for audio. So the program manager, who is one of the, you know, negative persons, and his friend, the head of the department, who's been, you know, doing all the nastiness, is going to say that I'm not a student, and so therefore I can't use the open lab so I can practice and to prepare for my capstone next year. I was going to, because it's just, they just keep at it. They just keep at it, messing with me, you know. And so I was going to write a letter to this president, you know, of all the colleges here, and to let him know. And I'm wondering, and I'm really, you know, feeling half so-so about that he's going to just not do anything, just like, you know, the president on that campus. And, you know, now I'm asking, is he going to do anything? Now, should I also, say, call and, like media, like a newspaper here or TV, you know, one of these, I forget, where the reporter goes out and...
As an advocate.
And that,
yeah, as an advocate for you. Mm-hmm.
Right, and then now should I contact the licensing bureau that licensed these teachers, because see, the couple of them, they're tenured, so and they have to die or quit. So nothing's going to, you know, and these particular ones, they know what they're getting away with. And so they can sit there and just do all this. And of course, they've done this to others. But, yeah, and they're very sadistic, you know, a bunch of good old boys, basically. And even though a couple of them have master's degrees, but, you know, this is what I've been dealing with. And, I mean, this. You know, it's just I've been dealing with so much karmic stuff, you know, just being here in Cleveland, Ohio, even though I was born here. So, and basically that's the only reason I'm still here. And then plus, you know, the mate or man that is to be my partner from what I've been told in prior readings, that's the only reason I'm here. So I'd like to know If I take those measures, contact their licensing board and put in a complaint to effect if that would do any good, if writing this letter to this president, if he's going to do anything at all, because I know they're trying to stop me from graduating. I know that they've been trying to do that. They've been trying to make me quit. So what do you sense or feel or get a take on?
Nina?
Both of you.
Yeah, I know what I'm going to say, but I want to hear what Nina has. What is she picking up? Nina? Nina? Oh, maybe she's not there.
Because, I mean, the stress that
Nina?
I've been dealing with.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear her question?
Yeah, I did. I'm picking up that it's not going to do her any good to send those letters out. I would go to the dean of the college and see what happens from there. But
I've already talked to the dean. She didn't do a doggone thing but sit up there and mouth off at me and defend the main, you know, bully, abuser.
Well, then it's up to you now.
Okay, well, I thought the same thing, too, was write the letter. But if you have a good case, Patricia, and you feel like you do in a foundation, then I would say go to the television station and have the advocate come out. And I'm saying this because this advocate is going to have a lot of resources for you to contact. So I see you writing a letter. Yeah, you can write the letter to the president of the college. But I think if you have an advocate from the television station come out, they have a little bit more clout. And like I said, they do have resources. So as Nina stated, some of the letters, if you were to write these other people, it'll just be go on deaf ears. But I think the advocate would be to your benefit to contact.
Yeah.
That would be the route I go. Do the letter and then contact an advocate from the television station. You know, and come sit with you.
And
that
really
person,
didn't.
They may put your story on, you know, they feel like you got a really good story and you got a foundation. They might do a little 5-minute thing on the news. But the advocate will definitely go after, you know, not go after, but I mean give you resources and may go after them too if you've got a good case. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
I've
the one voice that's going to break it all open, right?
Possibly. Because I contacted a lawyer that I, you know, have some type of friendship with, and he was saying that, you know, basically what you said, that, you know, the administration, you know, they're not going to do anything and unless I find an attorney that would take it pro bono. And that attorney believed that they could win. So, because obviously I don't have, you know, the income for an attorney.
Yeah, let me know, but do that, though. Write your letter to the president and do get in touch with the television. I'm telling you that I see it and I feel it, that advocate will have a lot of resources for you and might even take your story public.
Can you tell me
that's why I'm saying one voice.
Okay, all right. Can you tell me why these little dickheads are doing this?
I don't know, but I got a headache. When you mention these people, I get a headache on the left-hand side of my head. So I know it's no good. I know you're telling me the truth as far as that. It's no good because I get a headache. So why, I don't know. I didn't look into that. But, so let me know, Patricia.
Okay. All right. Well, didn't find out yet about the other news. But like I said, I'm still doing my healing and energy work, and I'm just just going to be just living, you know, loud and just moving forward. Thank you, and have
a
good
Patricia,
evening.
Before you hang up, let me tell you this too. As angry as those people have made you, I want you to forgive them and send them love and keep going. You don't have to tell them to their face, just within your own heart and your mind and your soul. You forgive them for the way that they have treated you and have done you for the past 2 years. And you send love to them, and it's a done deal, and then go on. Because that forgiveness will change circumstances, too, and sending love. So we forgive to love, and we love to forgive. Okay?
Yeah, because I've got to release me, because, I mean, they're gonna still going to be
Amen.
The same. I know that, yeah.
Okay.
So that I can release. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Patricia. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay. Next call. Good afternoon. Area code 601. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello. They must have went to the chat room. They just hung up, Nina. You got any questions in the chat room for us?
Not right now, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, no calls either. Well, all the lines are open right now, so if anybody wants to call in, and of course you know the chat room is open, we invite you from around the world, chat room or on the phone. So we do have lines open. Please call in. We'd love to help and give you the best knowledge and answers that we possibly can. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And also, if you have more questions or you want to go into depth about something, you want to know more, don't forget you can contact me and Nina at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. And we do readings, as I stated earlier, from 11 to 7, Monday through Friday. And, you know, you can either have both of us or individually. It's just up to you when you make your appointment. Okay, well, I tell you, we're doing good. There's no other callers right now. So, anything you want to know, Nina?
yeah, world peace. When am I winning my millions? What else?
I know that's right. Oh, and by the way, folks, when you say your prayers at night, do pray for peace and harmony around the world. It's really important. But pray for peace and harmony so that we all come together, not just the United States, but all of the countries, that we have an understanding or at least a compromise, you know, that we can all get along. I know we've got a bombastic president, but this too shall pass. So let's just continue to pray for peace and harmony. And hopefully things will get better. We have to believe that they will get better, not worse. Okay.
And Anna wants to know what's in store for her this week.
Man, I'm just getting a headache so bad on the left side of my head. Nothing to do with Anna. It started before that when I was talking about peace and harmony. I was getting a headache. I'm like, wow, negativity is really trying to influence. Okay, next week. I'm not picking up anything.
Tell me,
you, Nina?
They're telling me.
Yeah,
same
I'm not
old.
Picking up anything. Blank board.
Yeah, same old, same
That's
old.
That's the first.
Nothing new, Anna. It will be the same as always.
Yeah. I got a blank board. That's the first time for me for you. So, yeah, I'm not saying anything either.
But that's okay, too. That just means nothing horrific is going to happen. Let us stop
it. Yeah. I know. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm relaxed. I'm enjoying the show. I slept good. I don't know why. Let's relax. Well, you know what? I got a prayer. That's right, because you weren't here. I did a new prayer. Oh, well, yes, I did. I sent it to you, Nina, I think. Yes?
I don't know.
Oh, that's right. How would you were on vacation? Check your email. I think I did. But anyway, in any case, until we get a couple of callers, let me read this new prayer. Okay. I am manifesting millions of dollars to create and experience financial abundance here and now. Doors are opening everywhere, every day, so be it. Two more times. I am manifesting millions of dollars to create and experience financial abundance here and now. Doors are opening everywhere, every day, so be it. I am manifesting millions of dollars to create and experience financial abundance here and now. Doors are opening everywhere, every day, so be it. What you think, Miss Nina?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
Five, four.
And, would you say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? We're off.
Yep.
Huh?
That's
okay. Don't
have any
callers. Well, yeah, I know you want to eat your turkey. Our souls are now manifesting and providing here and now our commandments and creations to give us our life experiences of excellent health, total and unconditional love, huge wealth, huge prosperity, immense joy. From known and unknown beings, entities, spirits, souls from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. Our souls are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source and the universe. Thank you. So be it. It is already done. Okay. Now, Nina, I'm going to read this 23rd song. I did it a different way. I'm just burning time here for a few more minutes. I want you to tell me what you think of this, okay?
Okay.
My soul is my shepherd. I shall not want. My soul makes me to lie down in green pastures. My soul leads me beside still waters. My soul restores my soul. My soul leads me in the path of righteousness. For Source's name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, my soul fears no evil, for Source is with me always. Source, rod, and staff comfort me. My soul prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. My soul anoints my head with oil. My soul's cup runneth over in abundance. My soul's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the infinity of Source forevermore. What you think, Nina? You can feel that one.
Yeah,
I figured because the soul remembers, right? There's no time or any of that, and the soul remembers. So I thought, well, why don't you do the 23rd song to your soul? Your soul already knows. It's already experienced it. So just bring that forward.
That's true.
Anyway, just, you know, my little take. I'm always interjecting a little something different, more open. So... anyway, well, if there's not any more callers, I think we're fixing to call it a show. And we welcome, or I should say we thank you folks from around the world in the chat room and on the phone for joining me and Nina today on the show. It was quite interesting and a good show. I enjoyed it. So, you know, be back on Wednesday at 6 p.m. for In the Studio and Friday for Friday Traffic Jams, our music show at 6 p.m. And then come back here next Sunday at 3 for psychic free psychic readings. Okay, Miss Nina, let's close her out.
All right. Good night, everyone. Have a good evening and a great week. Remember to love yourself first and then others. And also pray for peace and harmony in this world. We sure do need it.
Amen. We sure do. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. So thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next Sunday with those beautiful smiles and great questions.